Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joining me now, Charlie Hurt. Charlie writes the Washington Times nuclear option column. Today's is entitled, Hagel is ideal Republican for Obama, but not for DOD. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Andy, how you doing?
All right. That hits the nail right on the head, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy thing that that the Republicans have sort of gotten themselves into here with this nomination. And I really do believe, I think the only reason that President Obama nominated Chuck Hagel is because he wanted to set a trap for Republicans and have him, you know, come out be a bumbling fool that he was during the hearing. And he can just sit back and say, hey, you know, what do you expect from a Republican? I mean, this is what you get, but I'm being bipartisan. And then when they complain about it, he just says, see, look how insanely partisan the Republicans are. They can't even go along with a fellow Republican once I've named him.
Yeah. You know, the bad part is that it appears he's going to be confirmed.
Yeah, I don't see how they don't, and quite frankly, politically speaking, I think it would be unwise to really throw everything at him at this point, simply because the Republicans have not done a very good job explaining how dangerous he is and how dangerous his views are and how dangerous this is to our military, most of the focus on among conservatives has understandably been with the economic situation and needing to fight those fights, and I think that it's a well set trap by Obama. If they really do try to just filibuster him for more than just kind of stalling purposes, if they really do go the length and try to kill the nomination with a filibuster, I think they do run the risk of looking partisan.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it or not, but a little while ago the story cropped up about sexual harassment. Something happened in his office back in 2007. Now it doesn't necessarily deal with him,
right,
but it would deal with him in the form of oversight. Perhaps he didn't handle it in the correct fashion. Have you heard anything more on that?
Quite frankly, I think that it's actually, you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think it's actually even worse than if it were something that involving him personally, because, you know, you're talking about a guy who is overseeing hundreds of thousands of employees.
Yeah.
This is the single largest department we have in terms of manpower and womanpower, and for him to according to these allegations, taken the situation so unseriously and have been so unconcerned about it and so unquestioning as to have allowed anything like this to go on underneath him. Does that tell us something about how he'll run a larger organization? I certainly think it does. And as a lot of people have sort of noted, during his tenure in the Senate, he had one of the highest turnover rates of any senator among staff. And of course, the reason is because he's one of these people. He has a horrible, explosive temper. He blows up at underlings. Which any time you have one of these politicians like this who has a temper and likes to take his frustrations out on the people working for him, the people who are trying to carry out his wishes, it's always a kind of a red flag that you might be dealing with kind of a crazy person.
Yeah, but as Secretary of Defense, Charlie, I mean, come on, what's the worst he could do?
Yeah, it's not like he would have access to like weapons or access to like drones and operatives that could like take out vendettas on his behalf. Nothing like that.
Yeah, and then tomorrow we have what's his name's John Brennan's confirmation to look forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting. You know, Dr. Drone himself. It'll be interesting to see how many questions he gets about this administration's full-throated embrace of the drone program. And what to me is interesting about that is that that I think that some of President Obama's very earliest supporters, going back to 2006 and 2007, are some of the most vocal anti-drone people. And when I mention these drones, I'm talking about the ones that are used over in Pakistan and Afghanistan for taking out Al-Qaeda targets. You know, it'll be sort of interesting to see. I wonder if they will eventually, maybe this will cause them to finally turn on Obama, and then Obama loses his left flank, or maybe those people aren't actually listening anymore. I don't know.
You know, it's very funny that you mentioned that, because last night on MSNBC, Ed Schultz actually went after the president and said this could do damage to his legacy, and this is not something that he was on board with. And I was shocked by that, because normally the left just laps up whatever the president throws out there. So this is ruffling a few feathers, although not all by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe there. I mean, I know that there are, because I have wonderful friends who are committed liberals, who are, you know, principled, committed liberals. And, you know, I think they are horrified about this. And I know that there are others out there. I never would have put Ed Schultz as one of them. Maybe he is. I don't know him personally. But you know, I know some of them have a conscience. And at some point, they have to start sort of raising their hackles about it, because this stuff is getting crazier and crazier. And we had the Justice Department earlier this week explain its legal reasoning for being able to use drones against Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can you imagine? And I hate saying this. I've made 12 New Year's resolutions never to say this again. But can you imagine if George W. Bush had done something like this when he was in? Oh, there would be rioting in the streets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to say, if a DOJ document sprung up back during the Bush days, it would have been front and center on every newscast everywhere, all day, every day, for weeks.
But there'd be impeachment hearings. Republicans would turn on it. But this guy is just like, what is the left's response? Chris Rock says, oh, he's like your dad. You just got to do what he says.
What he says. I know I heard that.
All
right, Charlie. Well, look, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times by Charles Hurt. Hagen. Yeah, Hagen. Listen to me. Hagel. Hagen. Hagel. Doesn't matter. Hagel is ideal. Hagel is ideal Republican for Obama, but not for DOD. Great to talk to you, Charlie. We'll do it next week.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Charlie Hurt. 457, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.